Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, July 10th, 2018. On this day in 1991, Boris Yeltsin took office as the first elected president of Russia. On March 13th, an unknown senior citizen collapsed while jogging in the Volkspark Wilmersdorf and hit his head on a rock. Passersby found him unconscious and contacted the police. And since then, criminal investigators have been looking for a clue as to who this man might be. While the police have published several photos, no one has come forward to say that he is missing. He remains in a coma in the Charité Hospital, where they are taking care of the high costs of his treatment. Police believe the man was too well-groomed when they found him in the park to be homeless, as he was well-shaved, had healthy skin, and no scars. He was wearing an orange jogging jacket, black and blue running shirt, black, blue, and pink jogging trousers, Reebok running shoes size 44.5, plus he was wearing dentures. His fingerprints aren't registered. Anyone who has never been suspected of having committed a crime is not included in the databases of the police authorities. The police have also taken a DNA sample, but if relatives do not disclose any genetic material about themselves, a comparison will not come to the surface. In this case, there is no report of missing relatives. The criminal police have been following up on every tiny clue for the last 4 months and are coming up with nothing. No family, no overflowing mailbox. People are often found unconscious and without identification in the party capital. That they don't come to and no one asks about them is more than unusual, even for Berlin. You can see a picture of the man in question by following the link in our show notes. Perhaps you will recognize him. After a series of ATM robberies utilizing explosive materials in Brandenburg and Berlin, police are searching for a gang from the Netherlands. The execution of the crime and the traces point to a group of Dutch perpetrators who have already committed numerous attacks in the west of Germany for months. Investigators of the Brandenburg Special Commission, GELD, therefore want to consult with experts from North Rhine-Westphalia and the Netherlands this week. Since June 19th, unknown perpetrators have carried out a total of 10 bomb attacks on ATMs in Brandenburg and Berlin. The amount of stolen money is not known. The most recent acts took place in Kyritz and Oranienburg. 8 months after a fatal robbery of a Späti in Wilmersdorf, two alleged accomplices have testified before the regional court. A 19-year-old woman explained at the beginning of the trial that she had waited at the getaway car and kept the trunk open. She did not know that one of the accomplices was armed. A 21-year-old son of the shopkeeper was fatally stabbed in the neck in the attack, and it is said to be the work of a fugitive accomplice. In the current trial, one 23-year-old man and two 19- and 18-year-old women are on trial. According to the prosecutors, the man is the initiator of the attack in November of 2017. He is accused of attempted, particularly serious, and fatal extortion. The public prosecutor's office accuses the women of aiding and abetting. They are said to have spied on and secured the area surrounding the crime scene. The 19-year-old said that she and the other defendants had been in a car, and that the 23-year-old then spontaneously came up with the idea for the robbery after making a late purchase, adding, quote, "He said there was only a small and delicate woman in the shop. We were talking about taking money, not violence." When the owner was threatened with a knife and called for help, her son arrived. One of the main perpetrators, a previously convicted man from Turkey who had been obliged to leave Germany for some time, killed her son from behind by stabbing him in the neck. The trial of the three defendants is to continue on July 12th. The trial had failed at the first attempt because of the illness of one of the defendants. In view of the continuing drought, the Nature Conservation Union, or NABU, has called on Berliners to support thirsty birds and insects with a watering place. Catherine Koch, Nature Conservation Officer at the NABU Berlin, stated that, quote, the situation is threatening and animals are suffering terribly from the lack of water. She added that it is important to offer the animals clean watering places, for example, in the garden or on one's balcony. The water should be changed daily, and nature conservationists recommend cleaning the container daily with boiling water to prevent germs. A simple saucer for flower pots is suitable as a drinking vessel. As mentioned yesterday on Berlin Briefing, Berlin's street trees are also suffering massively from the persistent drought. To prevent damage to the trees, the Senate Environment Administration has signed an aid agreement with the Stadtreinigung. On Monday, Berlin's governing mayor Michael Müller of the SPD also appealed to Berlin's citizens to pay more attention to urban trees because of the drought, asking the public, quote, to give the tree in front of your house some buckets of water once a week. In this way, you are helping to ensure that our Berlin remains a green city worth living in. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.